We start with the fact that the new state budget just approved by Governor Doug Ducey could mean that Planned Parenthood funding from the government will be cut off in the future. Normally, Planned Parenthood in Arizona is funded by grant money through the Arizona Family Health Partnership, which then doles it out to providers like Planned Parenthood. That money provides women's health services like well woman exams and preventative services, but it never funds abortions.
Now, a new budget provision passed by the state legislature changes the way this family planning money is doled out. The provision, passed within the state budget, requires the Arizona Department of Health Services to apply for that family planning grant, and if they get it, Planned Parenthood would be cut out of the money altogether. The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, so last week I spoke with Bree Thomas, CEO of the Arizona Family Health Partnership, about this threat to Planned Parenthood funding here. And today I wanted to hear the other side of the argument. I spoke with Kathy Harrod. She's the president of the Center for Arizona Policy. Harrod is not shy about expressing her displeasure with Planned Parenthood. In fact, she told me a dollar to Planned Parenthood for Title X family planning certainly frees up another dollar to support their abortion services. So I asked her if this new shift to a funding model through the Department of Health Services was unique to Arizona.
This is not something unique or unusual. I think it's somewhat unusual to have a nonprofit entity that has a clear pro-abortion leaning like Arizona Family Health Partnership. I think that's what's more unique among the states.
One of the arguments, though, that you'll hear on the other side of this is that many low-income women are proven to have used Planned Parenthood services more often than not. They're the ones who will go to a Planned Parenthood clinic for other women's health services. Do you think that they could be hurt by something like this?
No, because I think they will be better served because they will be able to go to community health clinics to get their Title X family planning funds, and as well as access many other health services. They will be able to go to community health clinics that provide more services than Planned Parenthood does. So this is about how to serve women more, I think, effectively, and that's by having these almost over 180 community health clinics throughout the state eligible to receive this funding.
Do those clinics already receive this funding through the Arizona Family Health Partnership?
My understanding is some of them do, but not all of them do.
So you think this will expand that?
That's my hope, and that's what we would expect to happen.
I did an interview last week with someone from the Guttmacher Institute in Washington, D.C., who recently did a study on women's use of publicly funded clinics like Planned Parenthood clinics. And she found that 6.2 million women received publicly supported contraceptive services from many of these clinics in 2015, and a large number of those are Planned Parenthood clinics. I wonder, do you think if Planned Parenthood isn't receiving this Title X funding, many of those women will have to find other places and may not find other places to receive these services?
No, I think that's where the lack of understanding and information about what's available out there has become more the narrative. The facts are, logic would tell you that if there are over 180 community health clinics in this state and there are only 10 Planned Parenthood clinics, then more women will be able to access services. They will be able to find these clinics. Planned Parenthood's not the only healthcare provider. And so I just think women are still going to be able to access these services, and I think it's going to better serve women.
And this, for you, is rooted in your belief that abortion is wrong. Speak to that for me for a minute. Tell us, why do you think that because Planned Parenthood provides abortions, they should not receive any kind of public money?
Well, our position is that abortion has, not only takes the life of a preborn child, but abortion also hurts women. And that we hear story after story, we see study after study of the harms that abortion presents to women, whether it's psychological or physical risk how abortion does harm women. So we want to see women presented with viable alternatives if they have a pregnancy that is a crisis pregnancy, that may be an unwanted pregnancy. So we see abortion as having two victims, both the preborn child and the woman who is faced with a choice of whether or not to have an abortion. In our view, Planned Parenthood is the state's largest abortion provider. It's the country's largest abortion provider, and it does not give women an effective choice or even an informed choice often on whether or not to have an abortion. So we do not believe that taxpayer dollars should be underwriting the nation's largest abortion provider, that women can be afforded more meaningful choices through other means.
All right. Kathy Harrod is the president of the Center for Arizona Policy. Kathy, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.